This is your WRJN Daily News Roundup for 99.9 FM and 1400 AM in Racine and 98.1 FM in Kenosha.
Civic Media News. I'm Terry Bell. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. A record number of people are working in Wisconsin, a little more than 3 million of us. The Department of Workforce Development says the statewide jobless rate for July was 3%, a little higher than 2.9 in June, but still lower than the national rate of 4.3%. 1,300 more people got jobs in Wisconsin last month. Republican vice presidential nominee J.D. Vance campaigns in Milwaukee today. Stuart J. Waddles reports.
Vance speaks at the Milwaukee Police Association headquarters. It's his second visit to Wisconsin since accepting the Republican VP nomination at the Fiserv Forum last month. He spoke to a small group at a factory in Eau Claire last week. Meanwhile, Vice President Harris and Democratic running mate Tim Walz plan to be in Milwaukee Tuesday. Stuart J. Waddles, Civic Media News.
The Democratic Party wants to keep the Green Party off the presidential ballot in Wisconsin. Its complaint alleges the Greens don't have anyone eligible under state law. The National Green Party is nominating Jill Stein today. She got 31,000 votes in Wisconsin in 2016. Governor Evers is asking a federal judge not to impose any changes at Wisconsin's youth prisons. Evers tells federal judge James Peterson the conditions at Lincoln Hills and Copper Lake are slowly getting better. Republican state lawmakers are pushing Peterson to give staff more leeway to discipline inmates after a counselor was killed in June. Black business owners in Milwaukee have a digital resource to set up and grow their ventures. It's called MKE Boss. Pam Bell is a business lender. She admits financial services can be hard for new entrepreneurs to navigate.
How do I scale this? Breaking down how much it costs to, you know, create a product and how much do I need to put back into my business so that it's profitable and all of that.
August is National Black Business Month. Football fans who'd rather camp than stay at a hotel will have an option when the NFL draft comes to Green Bay next year. The EAA is opening its campground in Oshkosh. People can start making reservations today. They require a three-night minimum stay at $175 a night. The NFL draft is April 19th through the 29th at Lambeau Field. I'm Terry Bell, Civic Media News. Here's what you need to know closer to home.
From the WRJN Radio Park Newsroom, I'm Stuart J. Waddles. Racine's Halo organization has launched a search for a new executive director. Holly Enderle stepped down from the position earlier this month. The vice president of the board has stepped up to assume the role of interim executive director. The board says they're focusing on finding a local candidate who understands the Racine community and has both the passion for working with homeless individuals and the business acumen necessary for the role. The drive to the DNC goes through southeast Wisconsin for a lot of state Democrats. A lot of the delegates will start to arrive in Chicago this weekend, with the convention starting Monday at the United Center. Some of the issues the city of Milwaukee dealt with are replicated in the Windy City, with issues surrounding protesters and where they can be heard. At this point, it's believed President Joe Biden will speak Monday night. Civic Media will have live coverage from the DNC next week. Waterford town officials have placed the steward of the Waterford Police Union on administrative leave. Nate Schweitzer is off the job amid an ongoing investigation. The Racine Journal-Times reports the suspension follows Schweitzer's recent appearances before the town board, where he opposed changes to police department operations. The Waterford Police Department has been operating without a chief since January and has seen four officers suspended in recent months. There could be a youth movement at the polls. New research shows nearly 40 million members of Gen Z are eligible to vote in the upcoming presidential election. 8 million of them are first-time voters. A professor of political science at UW-Madison says Democrats are trying to motivate Gen Z members to get to the polls now more than ever. He also says that Gen Z tends to lean more liberal than any other generation. Getting to a summer's shopping center is again a little easier, but maybe a little dangerous. The 35th Street entrance to the shopping area near Walmart is back open. When the DOT redesigned that area near Green Bay Road and Washington Road, the turn lane from the north was included. However, after several fatal crashes, the turn lane was closed down, and a study started to see how it could be made safer. A statement from the Summers Firefighters Union doesn't exactly endorse the move, and they're asking people to pay attention in that area. Only a select group can access a Racine event tomorrow. The Racine Wastewater Utility is holding its monthly household hazardous waste collection event only for City of Racine residents. It runs from 8 to 1 at the 21st Street Collection Center. And thrill seekers can look forward to a new record-breaking attraction at Great America. The park in Gurnee has announced the Wrath of Rakshasa, a dive coaster scheduled to debut next year. The ride will feature a 171-foot drop at a 96-degree angle, claiming the title of the world's steepest dive coaster. It'll go up near the Demon. And that's what you need to know. I'm Stuart J. Waddles. News at the top and bottom of the hour, or anytime at WRJN.com.
The Brewers' Christian Yelich out for the year. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. Christian Yelich undergoing season-ending back surgery today in Milwaukee.
It just got to the point where it wasn't getting better. Tried everything I could. Ran out of options, and it came time to make a decision. This was the best option, you know, that we really had left.
The 32-year-old Yelich making the announcement last night on social media. Meanwhile, the Brewers able to put together an eighth-inning rally to beat the Dodgers 6-4 to split the four-game series 2 games apiece. Rhys Hoskins on outfielder Garrett Mitchell.
Garrett had a really, really good at-bat to give us first and second and really put the pressure on with the tying run at second base. So, you feed off each other when you're doing that. And I think we are able to put it all together there in the eighth inning.
NFL, the Packers joint practice sessions underway today in Denver. A chance for quarterback Jordan Love to work with his long list of receivers against the Broncos defense.
We have a real deep, you know, receiver group, which, like I said before, is a good problem to have. And we got a lot of guys that can go out there and make plays, be in different positions, move all across the field. So I think it's great. I mean, we'll mix those guys up. You know, if one guy gets tired, another guy gets going. So we just have, you know, fresh guys out there.
That's Jordan Love with sports. I'm Mike Clemens.
On your entertainment beat, I'm Pete Schwabba. Okay, movie fans, as the summer winds down and you're behind on your summer flicks, here are some suggestions in order of my personal enjoyment. Topping the list is Inside Out 2, which I thought was a near-perfect film. I actually liked it better than the original, and it crushed several box office records. If you hurry, you can still catch it on the big screen. Mad Max Furiosa was nonstop fun, and although not the spectacle its predecessor, Mad Max Fury Road, was, it was a heart-pounding fun ride. It is now available to stream, and although not as spectacular in your living room, still a great watch. Number 3 for me is A Quiet Place Day 1, as I really liked how there were no huge stars, which helped me lose myself more in the story. I actually liked the pacing better and the urban setting in Day 1 more than either of the first two Quiet Place films. Other films that will provide lots of entertainment, Dune 2, The Bike Riders, Civil War, Twisters, and Challengers. Have fun at the movies. For more showbiz fun, tune in to Nightlight with me, Pete Schwabba, weeknights from 7 to 9 p.m. on the Civic Media Radio Network.
Partly cloudy today with a chance of isolated thunderstorms this afternoon into this evening. Our high today, 82. Tonight, 67. Tomorrow, partly cloudy. Scattered thunderstorms, 78 on Sunday. Partly cloudy with a high of 77. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Temperature now 73.
That's your WRJN Daily News Roundup from Civic Media. Subscribe to this podcast on Spotify, Apple, or wherever you find your podcasts. Find more news at WRJN.com.